Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our program today. It is Friday, December 2nd, 2022. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Another very, very busy news day. We've got a lot of stuff to get through before we open the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. Now, the last couple of days, French President Macron has been here in the United States for state dinners, meetings, and so forth and so on, and rather embarrassing situation happened at this White House ceremony. For one thing, Joe shook Macron's hand for 42 seconds, kind of a little long there, and they weren't sure what was going on, whether Biden was, waiting for the photographers, or he was waiting for the translation to be completed, or if he was just being Biden again. And then he wandered around kind of aimlessly, and French President Macron kept bringing him back to the group here. And at one point, Biden wandered off, and Macron literally grabbed Biden's arm to bring him back to where he should be. So, you know, Macron definitely understands what's going on with Joe Biden there. All right, a lot of other stuff going on this Friday here. And, of course, they like to dump things on Friday because by Monday it'll be old news and people will pretty much forgotten about it. A unanimous federal appeals court, actually this happened yesterday, ended an independent review of documents seized from former President Donald Trump's Florida state, removing a hurdle the Justice Department said had delayed its criminal investigation into the retention of top secret government information. And basically, they ended the special master program. That was the third party that was going to go through and see what was relevant. And now that's gone, and the Department of Justice is just going to get hold of everything. Meanwhile, Stacey Abrams is in a little bit of a hot spot. The New Georgia Project had $11 million in its investment account in August when it set out to pay $2.45 million in cash for a sprawling Atlanta compound. Less than 2 months later, the organization dismissed half its leadership, claiming they were out of money. So, a little bit of hardship for those who supported her. And now Stacey Abrams has a new ambition. She is trying to lobby Biden for a new position at the Federal Communications Commission. And So, Stacey Abrams has now run for governor of Georgia. She's lost twice, and it would be not a good idea to run for another office right now. So she wants to get appointed to the FCC, and if that happens, she may start a program where websites have to have licenses the way radio and TV stations do, which means the government would now be in control of all communications on the Internet, which they want to do. Anyway, there's been another defection from the Democrats down in West Virginia. Democratic State Senator Glenn Jeffries has switched his registration to the Republican Party. And the state senator submitted paperwork to join the Republican caucus, serving as a Democrat since 2016. The Republicans now hold a majority in the state Senate of 31 senators. And Jeffries, going on out, making the announcement, said the usual platitudes, great respect for friends and supporters, but ultimately said it came down to that he was very uncomfortable with the values of the current Democratic Party. And that probably includes things like, gender teaching in schools, drag queen story hour, various things like that. Over in the world of media, all is not well with the professional paid liars, the prostitutes, and the correspondents. CNN has started layoffs, and the Washington Post now ends its Sunday magazine because of economic headwinds. And, you know, nobody likes to be lied to, and it's even worse when somebody says, give me some money and I'll give you some lies here. And we're hearing lamentations over at NBC. They're saying people don't trust us. They don't believe us. A new Reuters survey finds that trust in mainstream media is rapidly declining. And let's see, another one. This came on out of Zero Hedge. How many of these corporate media hoaxes did you fall for? And so on. What did the media think was going to happen when they lie to us year after year after year after year and we find out what's going on? We tune them out. You know, okay, we don't like the liars. We tune them out, and that's why corporate media is in decline. And independent media, there are new independent media outlets springing up all over. It's a new growth industry here. Anyway, getting on back to CNN, Chris Cillizza is out in the latest round of layoffs, and he made the usual thing, comments, I've had a blast here, and so forth and so on. Now, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said as federal officials could seek to launch a review into Elon Musk's recent purchase of Twitter if it were deemed to carry national security risks. Well, the only national security risk is that free speech allows people to report on bad things the government is doing. And that's really what they don't want to see happen. Remember when Jim Garrison was trying to get the information on Lee Oswald in his trial of Clay Shaw, and the government said, no, it's national security. No, it's national security. National security means we don't want to be embarrassed. Okay, and we have a divine right not to be embarrassed, no matter how much the public needs to know the truth about what's going on. So they are very clearly afraid of Elon Musk. They are very clearly terrified of free speech actually coming back to the dialogue in this country. You know, speech is controlled on all the corporate media, radio, newspapers, TV, so forth and so on. They set up these big tech giants like Google and Facebook to become centralized hubs where traffic could be controlled, unlike the original internet, where it was designed so it couldn't be shut down and couldn't be censored. And now Twitter is starting to go back to open free speech. And we're already seeing all kinds of nonsense being poured on there to try and damage the brand. The liberals are out there trying to get the advertisers to leave Twitter. And Elon Musk has had, you know, he's fired a whole bunch of people, mostly for their liberal bias and also because the money is a little short right now. And so the liberals turn around and say, look, he's firing all these people. Well, you know, you got to start thinking about the consequences of your action. And that's something liberals are notoriously inept at. If you wreck the finances of a company, yes, they're going to be letting people go. That's just common sense here. Now, getting into election fraud, and there's a lot going on. Over in Colorado, Lauren Boebert's race has been sent to a recount, even though her opponent conceded. And this was ordered by Colorado's Democratic Secretary of State, Gina Griswold. And this is they want a recount of the state's third congressional district Wednesday, even after incumbent Republican Representative Lauren Boebert's narrow win. And her opponent did concede, and now they're going to go back and do a recount. And oh my goodness, I just found a couple of boxes of ballots here in the closet that we missed the first time here. All righty, now getting over to Arizona. Another Democratic judge dismisses Arizona Attorney General nominee Abe Hameda's election lawsuit, stating results have to be certified before they can be legally challenged. And that sounds like a cop-out to me, but that's the way they're going. As far as certification is concerned, the Arizona County has finally certified the elections under order from a judge. Okay. A judge ruled that Republican supervisors had broken the law when they refused to sign off on the vote count by this week's deadline. Now, there is a problem with that because the whole point of certification is that if somebody thinks the election isn't accurate, they have a right to say, no, I will not certify this election. I'm not convinced that it was above board. And what's the point of having certification of the results if certification is simply ordered from above? I mean, this is incredibly corrupt. Carrie Lake is out there, and she's still swinging. And she says the sanctions against her is a message to shut up and not come to court. And that, of course, is always the message to anybody who's the victim of election fraud. You know, if you actually make a fuss about this and go to court, we will find ways to do bad things to you. Now, down in Georgia, there's a new little wrinkle that has been identified, and it's called campaign finance mules. And In the Georgia Senate race, Democrat Raphael Warnock received over $24 million from hundreds of unemployed donors, giving over 358,000 donations. So this is another way to cheat, to get around limits on donations, because you set up an army of people and you give them, you know, 20, 30 bucks, 100 bucks. They turn around and they send it in to the candidate that the cheaters want to win. And so, there's a lot of red flags there. Still in Georgia, Vota GA has released evidence showing that Herschel Walker had 20,000 votes vanish from the amounts reported by the media during the recent November election. And just like we saw with Biden back in 2020, the curves went like this, and all of a sudden the Democrats spiked up and were in the lead from there on in. It's almost eerie how similar those curves are. Now, interestingly enough, we've been talking about the recent Rasmussen survey, and it turns out that 69% of Democrats believe that Arizonans were denied the sacred right to vote due to the Election Day polling site problems that happened in Maricopa County. 69% of Democrats think something was definitely wrong. So, the American people are waking up to the fraud of our fake elections, and that's got those who benefit or profit from such elections a little nervous about that. All righty, let's get into COVID-19, and the world seems to be catching up to where the independent media was about 2 years ago. And I don't mean to gloat or brag or anything like this, but as all this new information comes on out, it turns out that we conspiracy theorists were right all along, and the corporate media and the government were wrong. And please keep that in mind for future circumstances. Anyway, Rand Paul has come on out swinging against Anthony Fauci. Fauci was testifying under oath for something like 8 hours. And Rand Paul made a statement that really sums it up. And he said, there is no public figure or public health figure who has made a greater error in judgment than Dr. Fauci. The error in judgment was to fund gain-of-function research in a totalitarian country, fund research that allowed them to create superviruses that accidentally leaked into the public and caused 7 million people to die. Think about it. That is right up there with decisions, some of them malevolent or military, to kill millions of people. This accidental goes to judgment. Talk about errors. You think he might apologize to the world for funding research that allowed superviruses to be created in a lab that was not properly outfitted for safety, that people were already reporting was dangerous, to support that type of research, and then looking away and saying, nothing to see here. That is a good summation of what came on down. Over in Japan, Dr. Masanori Fukushima, professor emeritus at Kyoto University, gave a very bleak warning about the COVID-19 injections, saying that they are being mislabeled as vaccines. And he said, given the wide range of adverse events, billions of lives could ultimately be in danger. And he said, you spend trillions of yen importing and inciting the population to have the shot. In professional magazines, the misunderstanding has come to light, and now it is understood how dangerous it is, he said at a press conference for bereaved families. Vaccine damage is now a global problem. Certainly is here. Now, the little article, this one came on out of News Target, talking about all the ways the medical establishment tries to label people as mentally ill if they don't want to vaccinate, medicate, or mutilate. There's something wrong with you, you know, and even after all these mistakes. And the medical establishment smears people like myself and Alex Jones. They're saying they don't want to actually have a debate and an argument based on the facts. Oh, they're just mentally ill. Don't even listen to them. Those people are crazy. They're troublemakers. You don't want to listen to them. And that's exactly what's been going on. But again, as the facts finally start to come on out, we doubters were correct all along. And This is the greatest medical disaster since thalidomide, probably even greater given the number of people who've been hurt and killed. Now, interestingly enough, over in Germany, a nurse has been sentenced to 6 months in prison. It was discovered that she had injected 10,000 patients with ordinary saline rather than the COVID vaccine. Okay, and nobody's talking about how many of those 10,000 did or did not come down with COVID. I'm not expecting them to come out with that number. But as the dangers of the mRNA shots continue to be made public, those 10,000 people are probably going to be very grateful to that nurse, you know, for saving them. Meanwhile, Republicans in the Senate have threatened to block the National Defense Authorization Act unless a vote is held on the current COVID vaccine mandate for military personnel. That's the thing that really, really bothers me. We're seeing all this evidence come on out that these vaccines, which are not vaccines, these mRNA shots, they're not effective. They're not stopping transmission. They're not stopping the contagion. They're causing blood clots. They're causing blindness. They're causing death. They're causing all. You know, this is a product with all downside and no upside, and still, to protect their reputation and their self-image, you know, we're going to go on and jab these needles into everybody. And, yeah, it's pretty intense. China is starting to relax its draconian lockdown with the claim that they have a new vaccine program for all the Chinese people. Now, let's see. Over at UNS.com, we're going to do the international news now. UNS.com made an interesting little point regarding the Russia-Ukraine situation. And they say, imagine if the Mexican army started killing American expats living in Mexico with heavy artillery rounds, killing thousands, leaving thousands more wounded. What do you think Joe Biden would do? Would he brush it off like a big nothing burger and move on? Or would he threaten the Mexican government with military invasion that would obliterate the Mexican army, level their biggest cities, and send the government running for cover? If you were in the White House, which of these two options would you choose? Okay, are we just going to let Mexico go on killing Americans living in Mexico, or are we going to try and do something about it? And for that reason, a lot of people don't see the Russian special military operation as aggression. They're defending their own people from a government that had decided to commit genocide. Meanwhile, Ukraine is demanding yet more weapons and generators, and the hand is always out. NATO's BBC outlet reports that their NATO masters have promised to supply the Ukrainian Reich with yet more weapons and a pile of generators to keep Kiev's Christmas lights burning brightly, both for Christmas and Little Christmas. yeah, I wonder how we're going to have Christmas here. How good is our Christmas going to be because of all the money being sent to Ukraine? Meanwhile, one of the things to come out of the meeting between Joe Biden and Emmanuel Macron is the U.S. and France continue providing assistance to Kiev as long as it takes. This was they issued a joint statement saying they're going to continue providing robust direct budget support for Ukraine and to urge the international financial institutions to scale up their financial support. Well, most of those international financial institutions, they're a little reluctant to, you know, bet money on what looks to be a losing hand here. Now, a while back, Ursula von der Leyen came on out talking about the huge death toll going on in Ukraine and apparently mentioned something like 100,000 officers had already been killed. And this spiked sparked an increase in the number of deserters among the Ukrainian military. They were out there saying, well, you know, it'd be like, you know, a weekend in the woods and we'll shoot at some people and then we'll come home. And then there's all of a sudden they're hearing there's a good chance you're not going to come home. And so they are deserting. Meanwhile, Zelensky is still out there pushing for $1 trillion to reconstruct Ukraine. Okay. And I don't know where he thinks he's going to get it. I would have my hand on my wallet if I were you. But yeah, it's all about big money. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news, and Russia appears to be preparing for another large-scale air assault on Ukraine. They have dozens of bombers massing at a key air base. Two dozen Tu-95 and Tu-160 long-range bombers have gathered at Engelstoo Air Base near Saratov alongside fuel tanks, support vehicles, repair supplies. Analysts say crates, most likely ammunition boxes containing Kh-55 and Kh-101 cruise missiles, are also visible near the aircraft. And, yeah, that does look like Russia is going to uncork on Ukraine and just destroy the rest of their logistics capability, at which point Ukraine will simply be unable to function. They won't be able to supply their soldiers. And, Ukraine is losing. And this means Biden is 0-2. Between Afghanistan and Ukraine, Biden is 0-2. That's not really very good odds there. Now, the French Foreign Ministry says it is preparing a tribunal to investigate Russia's actions in Ukraine. And this, of course, is pure propaganda. I mean, if they were going to be fair, they should investigate Ukraine's actions in Russia, for that matter, Ukraine's actions inside Ukraine against the ethnic Russians, which is really one of the things that sparked off this whole situation. And, Forget about the Russians coming or the Spetsnaz or the Nazis or anything. Just watch out for those lawyers. There's a funny article in TASS saying that unlicensed production of Soviet weapons in Europe violates federal copyright service. In other words, you know, they've got all the intellectual property on the weapons designs like the AK-47. And if you want to manufacture it, you have to pay the title holder, you know, a royalty. And so in the middle of all this blood and carnage and explosions and stuff, they're out there saying, you know, are you legally allowed to be building that weapon here? All right. One of the things that we've always noticed is anytime somebody's doing something really bad, they're given lots of decorations to try and convince you they're really good. And President Zelensky has received the International Pioneer Award for unbending commitment to the principles of freedom and democracy. Remember, this is the guy who outlawed all the competing political parties ahead of the elections. And yeah. So that's why when you see in history all these tyrants and dictators and everything, they're always decked out with all these medals. And you say, ooh, he's got lots of stuff stuck on his clothes. He must be a good guy. All righty. Now, the Armenian government approved yesterday an edited text of the Armenian-U.S. agreement concerning cooperation in the area of prevention of proliferation of technology, pathogens, and expertise that could be used in the development of biological weapons. This was signed back in 2010. And this document allows Armenia to transfer samples of dangerous biological pathogens collected in Armenia to the United States for preventable, military, and peaceful purposes at its own discretion. Well, one of the things about collecting a biological sample is when you get it back to the lab, you can grow more of it to do other things with. Meanwhile, down in Israel, the Ministry of Health in Gaza held a press conference near the Israeli-controlled Erez crossing in northern Gaza, and the aim was to publicize the fact that Israel is banning the entry of medical equipment into Gaza, and this equipment is badly needed. They need diagnostic devices, spare parts. And apparently a lot of hospitals around the world have donated equipment, and they're sitting on pallets just at the crossing point, and Israel will not allow them through. Meanwhile, two former American diplomats have called on the administration of Joe Biden to no longer provide offensive weapons or military aid to Israel's new regime, expressing fear that the far-right extremists would further aggravate the situation in the occupied cities of Al-Quds and the West Bank. And, of course, that's what they're going to do. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Daniel Kurtzer, and former U.S. State Department negotiator Aaron David Miller made the remarks in an opinion piece published in the Washington Post Wednesday. And Israel's got a long, long history. Following a smear campaign, Israel is considering barring the United Nations Special Rapporteur Albanese from entering Palestine or Israel. And this is the reporter on the situation of human rights in the Palestinian territory. Now, Albanese, who's planning on visiting Palestine in the coming days, was accused of taking part in an online conference in Gaza last week, which allegedly included members of the Palestinian political groups, Hamas and Islamic Jihad. And on the basis of that, they're saying, well, clearly she is biased against us and we're going to not let her in. Meanwhile, over in Lebanon, they are still unable to elect a president, and they're in a crisis over there. The politics are getting out of control. All right, we got to take a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. Now, recently in Iran, there have been all kinds of rioting going on, and I had speculated that this might be a repeat of the 2009 attempt to regime change Iran, and that one kind of fizzled and fell apart. And it looks like that may have been the case this time, because the head of Basij Volunteer Forces says the Islamic Republic of Iran successfully managed to thwart hybrid war planned by no less than 47 foreign spy agencies during the recent foreign-backed riots within the country. So, yeah, they're still playing the same old game. Meanwhile, on the Turkish-Syrian border, there's a concern that a major offensive may be happening soon. And it's really kind of tensing up there, and it's not helping the fact that Russia is now sending reinforcements to northern Syria. Russia deployed troop reinforcements Wednesday to an area of northern Syria currently controlled by Kurdish fighters and government troops, residents, and a war monitor said amid fears of a Turkish ground invasion. So can we call it a world war yet? It does seem like we're already there. And finally, if you're wondering where some of your tax dollars are going, you will be able to find out on YouTube. U.S. Air Force is unveiling the new B-21 Raider stealth bomber today, and it will be debuted at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. They're going to roll it out of the hangar like they did with the original B-2. You know, Darth Vader, your plane is ready. And so they're having a live streaming event. And if you go to the article on whatreallyhappened.com, there is a link to the YouTube channel if you want to see it. So far from the sketches and graphics they put on out, it looks like an upgraded B-2, but for some reason, instead of calling it the B-3, they're calling it the B-21. And its name, Raider, comes from Doolittle's Raiders, who were did that daring mission of taking off in bombers from an aircraft carrier bombing Tokyo and then making it almost to the Chinese coast after that. So, yeah, we'll see what's going to happen. Another big, huge chunk of money. I think these things are coming in at $2 billion apiece. Now, a new survey has come on out from the Ronald Reagan Institute saying that just about half of Americans trust the military. And it increased slightly over the past year, but it's close to a five-year low. Now, this survey was conducted right after the midterm elections, and they found that 48% of the American public trusts and has confidence in the military, up from 45% last year, but way down from 70% in 2018. And the decline is being blamed on the over-politicalization of military leaders. Some of the respondents cited the performance and competency of the president. Okay, so anyway, getting into the economic news here, and Janet Yellen, the Secretary of Treasury, has found the reason why inflation is out of control. It's because you all are spending too much money. You're splurging on goods, and it's all your fault that we're having this inflation. I don't think so, but that's Janet for you. Credit Suisse is slashing jobs. Their stocks have suffered the longest losing streak ever. This is the end result of scandals, mismanagement, mammoth asset outflows, and the current dilution from a vital capital raise that is underway. Credit Suisse shares have plunged for 13 straight days to a new record low. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, and it may wind up happening here the way things are going, some British people are so pressed for cash, they're starting to buy and eat pet food. Like, you know, canned dog food and stuff is not very tasty, not even all that nutritious, but that's all they can afford. And that really is a terrible situation. And once again, we have another exhortation, this one coming from Powerline Blog. You know, is it time to eat the bugs? And they're talking about how this commitment to net zero CO2 emissions, first of all, it's one of the greatest follies in world history. But we've got the fossil fuel industries that are under attack by liberals. You know, and fossil fuels created the modern world. Okay, they're the reason we're not going around in donkey carts. And now agriculture is in the crosshairs, too, because of the methane. And this whole climate gate hoax was out there about money and power, and it's been seized on to perpetrate all kinds of scams, okay? And over in the Netherlands, the government is making war on that country's highly successful agricultural industry. In fact, the Netherlands is second only to the United States in the value of food exports, but now they're moving to shut down farms. You know, what are they thinking? Okay, maybe they're thinking, well, we know the population of the planet is going to drop drastically in the near future, so we can take all this farmland and build, camps for the migrants and so forth and so on. All right, the European Union finally reached an agreement earlier today to cap Russian oil at $60 a barrel, and the Kremlin says, well, okay, we're just not going to sell it to you. They're going to ignore the cap and simply cut the supply, which is what I figured they would actually do. So we'll see what's going to happen on that. And, of course, Joe Biden, ever the hero, has stepped on in, guaranteeing that the United States, meaning you, the taxpayer, will provide assistance to Europe to help them wean them from Russian gas. And, of course, that's been a big deal all along. the United States wants Europe dependent on U.S. energy and not Russian energy. And they don't care how much hardship they bring down on ordinary people to get there. All righty. There's another article here, the Daily Signal, and they're talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. And they're saying it's basically hypocrisy. They're cracking down on taxpayers while their own improper payments go unchecked. I mean, we've had all these people, the Pentagon can't pass an audit. Well, we lost $1 trillion here and $1 trillion there. We don't know where it went. It was here just a minute ago. But the Inflation Reduction Act gives the IRS an additional $80 billion to hire 87,000 more agents with the hope of bringing in an additional $200 billion in tax revenue over the next 10 years. But in 2021 alone, the federal government spent $279 billion of your money on improper payments, payments that were made to people who were not entitled to them. So it's a glaring double standard, cracking down on taxpayers who have to navigate a 7,000-page tax code as if the federal government fails miserably at making the proper payments in the programs and designs and administers itself shouldn't exist. At a cost of more than $2,000 per household, Americans are paying more for bureaucrats to send faulty payments to the wrong people in the wrong amounts than they are for the core functions of the federal government. And let's not forget all those handouts going to the illegal immigrants streaming across the border. All righty. The Senate has joined the House of Representatives and voted to impose a rail contract. They rejected the measure of workers getting 7 paid sick days. Joe Biden just signed it just before we went to airtime. And, you know, I think this is a very dangerous situation where the government comes in and tells you, you have to work. This is what you have to accept as your pay. This is where you need to go. And there was one other country that did that. That was called the Soviet Union. So much for free enterprise. All right. Now, somebody over at Zero Hedge took a closer look at the payrolls report and realized that something is kind of funny because there is a 2.7 million jobs gap that emerges when you do a careful analysis of what's going on. And there are a lot of inconsistencies. Full-time jobs were plunging, part-time jobs are surging, and the number of multiple job holders has soared. So not very good here. Meanwhile, over at Reverse Mortgage Funding, it's a company, they have now filed for bankruptcy. The voluntary petition was registered with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court to the District of Delaware earlier this week. The Starwood Capital-backed company listed assets and liabilities of approximately $10 billion each in the Chapter 11 filing. The bankruptcy classification will allow the firm to continue operating while they work out a plan to repay their creditors. By the way, Alex Jones has filed for bankruptcy as well in the wake of that punishing, horrendous, stupid decision of defamation. And they're making an example of him. You know, just like they're doing with the January 6th protesters and Julian Assange, they're making an example of him. Don't report on the government's wrongdoing, or we will do bad things to you. Okay, now the former head of FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has now openly admitted that FTX did not buy bitcoins for clients. They just took the money. The clients gave FTX money to get Bitcoin. FTX just kept the money. I mean, it was just, it was a fraud from day one. Meanwhile, over in my former stomping ground, Hollywood, they are kind of licking their wounds. Box office hit an all-time low over the Thanksgiving weekend. And so they're not having a joyous holiday season. And, they've gone woke. Disney's now going to pull back from that, but it's a little bit late. Disney's most woke movie, Strange World, with an openly gay animated character, is a total box office bomb. And, like I've said many times, people go to movies and TV and watch TV shows to be entertained, to be distracted from the problems of the world, not have their noses rubbed in the latest, you know, political woke situation. A lot of people don't understand what was going on during the Great Depression. It's actually called the Golden Age of Hollywood, because people were desperate to be distracted from the harsh realities they were living through. And that's when the movie houses really took off and Hollywood made a lot of money and a lot of big stars came on out. Busby Berkeley musicals were a hit. And there was no lecturing, there was no indoctrination, it was just pure fantasy enjoyment, and people went to see that so that at least for a little while they could forget about their overdue mortgages and things like that. And Hollywood seems to have forgotten, you know, what made them great in the first place. All right, up in Seattle, they have just approved their 2023 to 2024 budget, permanently removing 80 Seattle Police Department positions, okay, despite the fact that crime continues to ravage the city. Anyway, meanwhile, France launched a week-long campaign to collect personal firearms. It actually ended today, and the French authorities were encouraging citizens to surrender old, unregistered firearms as part of this nationwide campaign. I haven't heard what the results of it were, but I'm going to take a wild guess that it wasn't very successful, because they've had these gun buyback, gun collection programs before, and what they get are firearms that don't even work. You know, they're not getting the criminals' firearms. Criminals are not going to give up their firearms, you know, for a little $100 plastic card to go to the supermarket with. You know, for a criminal, a gun is a tool of the trade. And they're going to take care of it and use it, and they're not going to let it go. So these programs, again, they disarmed the law-abiding citizen. All right, over in Ireland, the Irish Parliament has now approved for tampon machines to be installed in men's bathrooms. Okay? And apparently they have a vending machine that gives out free tampons, has been installed in a men's bathroom in Leinster House, Ireland's Parliament building. I don't know, not quite the Irish people that I used to think about here. All right, and parents are finally waking up and starting to take a good look at just what is being shown to kids in those school libraries. This story is out of Texas, there was this Texas mother frustrated by her school board's reluctance to remove books with graphic sexual content from the libraries, found an embarrassing technique for getting board members and public to pay attention. Okay, and there is a book, Sex is a Funny Word. It's a book in the juvenile section of Patrick Henry Library, a Fairfax County Public Library in Vienna, Virginia. And basically, she got up and read from that book. Actually, she read from The Perks of Being a Wallflower at a board meeting of the Frisco Independent School District. And it made the people attending this meeting very uncomfortable because it is explicit. And, you know, the story is basically describing a young girl protesting and crying while a boy forces her to perform oral sex on him. And, you know, that's that's... that's not something we want kids to be looking at, okay? They get older, you know, 18, 19, 20 and above. They'll figure it out for themselves. We don't need to be, you know, forcing that on them at such a young age. Now, Tucker Carlson came out on one of his episodes here calling out the fact that hospitals are profiting by mutilating children. And we had a story about a week ago where there was this financial investment manager saying, oh, yes, this transgender surgery, that's going to be the thing of the future. We're all going to make a lot of money on that. And, you know, all of this stuff is causing irreparable harm. And Vanderbilt University's Medical Center commanded attention from many after it was revealed that the hospital had been performing gender mutilation surgeries on minors in order to supposedly change their sex. Well, you don't change their sex unless you can change the DNA, because that's where it originally originates from. Anyway, despite being openly supported by the Democratic Party and publicly promoted by Joe Biden, the barbaric practice has been abhorred and called out by many decent Americans. Now, an unearthed clip recorded at the university back in 2018 is making the rounds on the internet. The video, which features a speaker saying that child mutilation surgeries rake in massive profits for the hospital, was played on Tucker Carlson Tonight. So it's all about the Benjamins. They're willing to carve up your little kids to make a fast buck. And that says a lot about the state of our society. Over at Teen Vogue magazine, they published an article promoting mutilating minors in the name of gender affirmation. It's insane. Meanwhile, the United States Department of Health and Human Services has expressed support for using taxpayer funds to cover the cost of body mutilating gender transition surgeries for minors. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. And there was this famous transgender, or still is actually, former Navy SEAL Chris Beck, transitioned to a woman named Kristen Beck, has had second thoughts. And this is getting a lot of press because this Kristen Beck was being held up as, you know, see, this is how wonderful this is going to be. Well, Kristen Beck has announced that he, she, it, they, whatever, is detransitioning back to being a man and is calling for these treatments on children to stop. I certainly agree with that. Unfortunately, Chris, transitioning back to a man, you still won't be able to have children down the road, and that's kind of a tacky, icky thing. All righty. We're now getting word that at 5 Eastern time, which is coming up like real close here, Hunter Biden laptop story suppression by Twitter. All the documents are going to be published on Twitter by Elon Musk. So we're going to finally see what was going on in Twitter's management regarding that story. Remember, the New York Post came out with the story, and immediately all of the corporate media and the tech giants and everything said, oh, it's nonsense. It's a conspiracy theory. It's Russian propaganda. Now they've had to admit the laptop was real. And again, we were right. They were wrong. Or they were lying is actually what's said. All right, getting on back here. There is a growing concern regarding the safety of the drug Lupron, which is prescribed off-label to halt puberty in children who have been convinced they have a gender identity issue. And there's a leading expert investigating the drug saying there simply isn't any safety data for childhood use. They're just out there, you know, with their syringe and going, yee-haw, you know, ride 'em cowboy. Now, this next story is kind of weird. This happened at Hunterdon Central Regional High School in Flemington, New Jersey. And apparently it was revealed that the student group PULSE, which stands for People Understanding Love Serves Everyone, secretly held a drag show on the campus. And it was apparently the brainchild of a faculty advisor, Heather Baldwin. And the invitations were very private. They had guards at the door to make sure that people not invited could not get on in. And apparently some of the students were sort of drafted and persuaded to perform in drag. They also had one professional drag performer there. And parents, no surprise, are very upset that this is going on. Because remember, their taxes pay for these schools. And they're just seeing this. The schools are becoming grooming centers is what they are. Let's see. Up in Connecticut, okay, there's another mother, Megan Watros, and the school where she sends her child is Darien Public Schools. And she was on Fox and Friends to discuss how parents need to push back on the various pieces of so-called literature that are landing on elementary school shelves throughout the country. And she was very shocked. She never expected to have to deal with this problem in her own hometown, but apparently the gender ideology book was sitting on the shelves where her second grade kid can have access to it. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.